Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming has announced in the last hour she's the second Republican who will vote to impeach Donald Trump.
Cheney in hot water again with her own party. I'm Chris Brinson with your news. The majority of the United States House Republicans are now pushing to remove Liz Cheney as the chair of the House Republican Conference. House conservatives have more than 115 signatures on their petition in order to remove Cheney from her leadership position. The petition says these Republicans express no confidence in Cheney's leadership. This comes off the heels of a Gillette citizen getting a petition together throughout the state asking Liz to step down. Cheney has ruffled conservative feathers in the past, however, her impeachment against Donald Trump may be the proverbial dagger. Cheney was one of nine Republicans in the House who voted to impeach President Trump. A 51-seat fancy film room has been completed at Thunder Basin High School. The $20,000 film room will be used for sports and other activities. The film room rivals some college athletic film rooms. Boosters donated the money for the project that took more than 2 years. A tobacco tax hike has been passed through the Wyoming House Revenue Committee. House Bill 55 proposes to raise the tax on cigarettes from 60 cents to 84 cents. The chew tax will be raised from 60 cents to 72 cents. Here's Brittany Wardell talking about the benefits of raising these taxes.
Directly caused by smoking are over $250 million in the state of Wyoming. And Medicaid costs caused by smoking are over $40 million. So this is, tobacco use has substantial health and economic costs related to its use. Raising these taxes can reduce consumer demand, discourage youth initiation of tobacco products, increase state revenue, and yield considerable health savings for both individuals and state health programs, particularly in Medicaid.
Critics of the proposal say this just hurts people financially. It is your Basin Radio Network news. For more, go to basinsradio.com.